Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Janelle Trowbridge from Nome. Trowbridge is a UAA student and Arctic Youth Ambassador who, almost a decade ago, sailed up to Alaska with her family from Michigan.
Like, ever since before I was born, my dad's like, sailboats. Like, my whole life, he's, you know, secretly dreaming of moving the whole boat on a boat and sailing away. So ever since I was little, we're downsizing, moving, and moving. We didn't really have a set plan, but we didn't want to, he didn't really want to just go like to the Florida Keys and then just chill in the Florida Keys. He wanted to do something more adventurous, I guess. So on June 14, 2008, our family got on our 30-foot wooden sailboat and we left. And we went through the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway and a couple canals in there. And then we were to the ocean, to salt water. And we stopped in Newfoundland for a winter. And once he heard about the Northwest Passage, he started researching and started gathering different types of equipment and supplies. We had Precipice, that's the name of our boat, surrounded in ice. And we're like, okay, well, we could either like freak out and call the Coast Guard, but that's not really something we want to do, because that's serious, that's like aborting the adventure. What we did is we backed it up as far as we could in our little space, and then rammed it on the ice, and it would get up on the ice, and then crack the ice. And we kept doing this, and we were sailing towards Nome, and we had started having engine issues. We had a valve spring that would snap, engine's out of commission, but we're good, we're a sailboat, right? Mm-hmm. So then we're sailing, and then we get a huge storm. You know, we just wait out the storm, and then when we surface after it's died down a bit, our life raft, which we tow behind our boat, has been ripped off its harness, and it's who knows where, St. Lawrence Island by now. We're like, okay, we don't have an engine, we don't have a lifeboat, we should probably go to port. You know, Nome's the closest port. So we called in for the radio, and we asked for tow, and a fisherman came and towed us, and we traded him our bear gun, like a pump rifle, and there we were, Nome.
Janelle Trowbridge is from Nome. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.